on, let's give God glory in the house today. Anybody know God is real? Come on, let's praise Him. Come on, let's clap our hands and lift our voices. Come on, cry, tell Him. Sing it for me now.
Jesus is real to me.
Nothing too hard for my God to do. Every storm that I face, He's carried me through. When I'm down and out, He lifts me up. I know that He'll be there to help me too. Just talk to my Jesus, He helps me to stand. When my broke need a lot of money, my friends acting funny, He's always right there. He's always gonna help me. And no other. Yeah, good. I know that He's real.
Well, glory, glory, glory. Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm your presiding pastor, Pastor McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Pucci, and we're here for another edition of Submit and Resist Spiritual Sessions with Pastor McCarty. Submit to God and resist the devil is what we're going to be talking about, and we're coming from 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, the 1st to the 11th verse. And I want to thank my Heavenly Father and my Lord and Savior for lifting my body up and allowing me to come to you yet again. Well, May is Fibromyalgia Awareness Month. I'm a sufferer of severe fibromyalgia. It is a widespread nerve pain condition. And so it's a become aware of someone with fibromyalgia. Fibromyalgia Awareness Month. And I thank Him for lifting me up because I'm in the middle of a flare. So, everybody, one thing we're gonna take this in two parts. The first thing I want to talk about before we start talking about submitting and resisting is the role of the elders in the younger generation when it comes to spiritual maturity and spiritual growth. The Bible speaks of the role of the elders and also speaks that the young people are supposed to submit to their elders. And in that submission, what you're doing is you're learning and you're gathering wisdom, spiritual wisdom. So you yourself will become an elder to guide the next generation. And we're losing that. And we have to get back to honoring our elders, embracing the richness that they have to offer, learning from them. Because if we go to the Word of God, it speaks very clearly of what God feels the role of the elders are. So, as I said, we're going to come from 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, starting at the first verse, and it says, "To the elders among you, I appeal as a fellow elder and a witness of Christ's suffering, who also will share in the glory to be revealed, to be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, watching over them, not because you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to be, not punishing not pursuing dishonest gain, but eager to serve, not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away." Now that is what God is promising, and Christ is telling, this is your role as an elder. And it goes on to say, starting at the 5th verse, it says, "In the same way, you who are younger, submit yourself to your elders. All of you, clothe yourself with humility towards one another, because God opposes the proud, but he shows favor to the humble. Humble yourself, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety, all your cares on him, because he cares for you. Be alert and sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of suffering. And the God of all grace, who calls you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen." 1 Peter, 5th chapter, the first through the 11th verse, everybody, and I read that in the mighty name of Jesus. It's important that the elders realize that God has put you here as a principal component to spiritual growth. And youngsters, you one day will be elders. You need to learn how to be elders, so you need to submit yourself to your elders now. Everybody, as he's saying, we need to submit ourselves, become servants. We are workers in God's job. This is God's work field. This is his field, and we're workers in those fields. And we can't do that until we humble ourselves. And when we humble ourselves, we need to stay alert, sober-minded, because the devil is just waiting for that weakened opportunity to devour you. He's roaming around looking for someone to devour. So if you stand fast in your faith, depend and lean on your elders, learn from them, learn what spiritual warfare is, learn how to successfully win victoriously in spiritual warfare with Christ, that you can pass this on. And you're going to get your just reward when Christ returns, for those who have stepped up to help shepherd his flock. Now, we have to remember that all throughout the world, every believer is suffering and undergoing the same things that you as a believer undergoes. So we have a support system within itself. We know that throughout the whole world, we all are suffering the same fate because we are believers. But the God of all grace, he gives us grace and mercy, right? Says after we suffer just a little while, Christ himself will come and restore and make us strong and make us firm and steadfast in our faith. Christ himself will come after we suffer just a little while. So everybody, that is what we need to start holding on to and start doing and start putting into action. Honoring our elders, learning from our elders, being in helping shepherd the flock elders. Young people, submit to your elders. Everyone, submit to God. Be alert. Be sober-minded so the devil won't devour you. Cast your cares unto Christ because he cares about you. And you just stay focused on the word. Everybody, we're going to come back and review that again. If you have any questions or comments, you can always email Teresa at journeyhomeoutreachministries@gmail.com. That's journeyhomeoutreachministries@gmail.com. And also go to our website, jhom.org. That's jhom.org. Go to our website and download our free smartphone app, everybody. That's where you can stay connected 24/7 with the ministry. You'll have access to everything that we do and some things that you can't get through the radio show, like a full-length Bible, so you can have the Word of God at your fingertips. All right, we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to start out with a Sunday service mix that I did because, you know, before. It's just something different. Sunday service mix, everybody. We're going to get up and give God some praise. Let's bring the service in. Give off your feet. Look for the message. And let's just praise the Lord for 15. Here we go.
DJ.
I don't care what it feels like. I don't care if the enemy tries to make you cry all night. I don't care what they told you. Just try to keep your composure. Never mind the size of a mountain standing right before you. But you're ready before I have yeah. You got your whole armor. Be sober and you never let your guard down. They never leave or forsake you. Just hold on to your faith.
Don't you know how to get to victory.
Anybody wanna go? The cell phone's on Tuesday. Rent due on Wednesday. Trying to call to make an arrangement. Daycare got late fees. Cause deadbeats made babies. Never mind the sign on the door that says eviction pending. But you're ready before, haven't you? Yeah. You got your whole armor. Yeah. Be sober and you never let your guard down. But hold on to the master. In order to win, you have to.
How
to work yourself up into victory. Yeah. Do you wanna be in V-I-C-T-O-R? Gotta put your game face on, don't be fake, don't go from low to high.
It's all the name, just call her the name and you'll be fine.
This morning when I
DJ.
Thank you.
All right. That was the Sunday service mix. Everybody, if you just joining me and you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministry online radio show, this is the Submit and Resist Spiritual Sessions with Pastor McCarty. And we're going to keep moving on. Next up on the mic is Zion by Cooley E. And here we go.
Being angel-like, demons picking fights left and right. Though my anger they ignite, I would not sin nor give in. They just trying to find my kryptonite. God forbid, remove them from my sight. I'm going blind, my path is turning black as night. But I'll be fine with Zion on my mind. The Lord will bring me to his light. So until I take flight, I take my pen and write about his might. Sort of like
you sit high on holy Mount Zion, but yet give your son a shoulder to cry on. Great is your wisdom, God of redemption. You gave up your son for our salvation. Lord, you sit high on holy Mount Zion, but yet give your son a shoulder to cry on. Great is your wisdom, God of redemption. You gave up your son for our salvation.
Lord, you sit high on holy Mount Zion, but lie within my arms, one I rely on, one I can cry on in the midst of my storm. This hell and high water raging on till you take them back to norm. I'm sick of sin in every form, no longer will I conform to the world. I transform, transform my mindset, shape and form. It's the least I can do for you, my rock, my life, my truth, my way through the narrow corridor that leads to the kingdom I'm striving for, that straight path, the low door. So I humble myself, crawling on the floor till I'm honored before the Lord. It's my reward, I reach for it till I take it. I'm beaten, torn and naked, mutilated. Sometimes I think I can't make it, but I took the good news and laced it to my feet. Now I'm racing with my righteous breastplate in truth at my waist and my shield of faith to block the blows of Satan. My sword, God's word, got him shaking, and my helmet of salvation. Put him in his proper place, and
Lord, you sit high on holy Mount Zion, but yet give your son a shoulder to cry on. Great is your wisdom, God of redemption. You gave up your son for our salvation. Lord, you sit high on holy Mount Zion, but yet give your son a shoulder to cry on. Great is your wisdom, God of redemption. You gave up your son for our salvation.
All right, that was Zion by Cooley E, and we're going to keep rolling on. Next up on the mic is Keep Pushing by Spiritual Peace.
Hey, gotta keep pushing, man. No matter what the world say, no matter what haters say, yeah, follow the Lord. Push, when the enemy tell me I'm nothing, keep pushing the truth. I ain't rapping for nothing. I know somebody got a breakthrough, and I hang it with the same crew. I thank God, cause now I know the word's true. Man, I don't know a lot of scripture, but I get the picture. Man, I've been washed by the blood. I know that God is with us. A lot of soldiers like me doing the same thing. We trying to reach out, touch those in Christ. Man, he kills me when they say they want to get themselves together first. They ain't come to Christ, it don't work. It only makes it worse. Yeah, to put it in his hands. Only Jesus Christ can change the way you live your life. You change what you eat or drink, but you gotta want it, don't it? Lead a man in Christ, can't make them change. Plant that seed, hope it goes. Rearrange your brain. This is how I'm living, dog. Yeah, some good benefits. Stress, don't worry about it. Peace, don't worry about it. Peace, why worry about it? Put it in his hands and you'll see. It comes with the package. Praise do the devil damage. When the money fade out, bling, bling, lights out. Where he gon' spend, he turn the light.
take you at your sins. He'll take you at your mess. Hit your knees, call his name J-E-S-U-S. I know that life is a test. I know you feel it in your chest. Don't be ashamed, call his name. Let your soul rest. Push when the enemy tell me I'm nothing. Keep pushing the truth. I ain't rapping for nothing. I know somebody got a breakthrough and I hang it with the same group. I thank God, cause now I know the word's true. Man, I don't know a lot of scripture, but I get the picture. And I've been washed by the blood. I know that God is with us. A lot of soldiers like me doing the same thing. We trying to reach out to those in Christ's name. It's easy to stay where you are and don't think about it. Don't wanna forgive, then God won't forgive you. Don't wanna change, then God won't change you. Don't call his name, then God won't claim you. He ain't trying to be rude, but only he can heal you. In this situation, man, no matter what you've been through, no matter where you are, man, my God got a lot of eyes. North, south, 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 east, south, west, south. Come get baptized, stop getting chest tapped. Gotta get you going like your bunny that be in a jab. Devil wants to take you, man, fill it with a lot of laughs. Ain't nobody like Jesus Christ that came in that. Dangerous highways, it's worse than a DUI. Live a life and now you can see what the devil's trying. You wanna do what you wanna do, thinking everything is cool until the devil gets you where he wants you, then he put you. Push when the enemy tell me I'm nothing. Keep pushing the truth, I ain't rapping for nothing. I know somebody got a breakthrough and I hang it with the same group. I thank God, cause now I know the word's true. Man, I don't know a lot of scripture, but I get the picture. And I've been washed by the blood, I know that God is with us. A lot of soldiers like me doing the same thing. We trying to reach out, touch those in Christ's name. How many had to die? How many mamas had to cry before they opened up their eyes to see that Jesus came and died? He shed his blood so we don't have to. The devil, he alive, and he trying to set you up so we can blast you. We got blocks without a single toothburn, fam. Drug dealers is the kids' role models now. I pray to put the bottles down, then the weeds hang. And hit their knees and see God's face until he come back. You think that's where it's at, 22's on your Cadillac. Ain't nothing wrong with blessings from God, but don't put faith in it. Materialistic, but you gifted, just receive the spirit. The clock is ticking, use to live and be a true witness. Got enough brothers in hell, too many brothers in jail. A lot of them may fail, but they continue to sell. Our sisters out here stripping, videos, naked women. Images to the children, they think it's the way to live. When the enemy tell me I'm nothing, keep pushing the truth. I ain't rapping for nothing. I know somebody got a breakthrough, and I hang it with the same crew. I thank God, cause now I know the word's true. Man, I don't know a lot of scripture, but I get the picture. And I've been washed by the blood, I know that God is with us. A lot of soldiers like me doing the same thing. We trying to reach out, touch those in Christ's name.
Alright, that was Keep Pushing by Spiritual Peace. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministry Online Radio Show. Let's jump back into the Word. The Word. We're coming from 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, the 1st through the 11th verse. And I read in the mighty name of Jesus. It said, to the elders among you, I appeal as a fellow elder and a witness of Christ's suffering, who also will share in the glory to be revealed. Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, watching over them, not because you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to be, not pursuing dishonest gain, but eager to serve, not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd, who is Christ, appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away. And in the same way, you who are younger, submit yourself to your elders. All of you, clothe yourself with humility towards one another, because God opposes the proud and shows favor to those, to the humble. Humble yourself, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast your cares onto him, because he cares for you. Be alert and sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. resist him, standing firm in faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of suffering. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen. Everyone, I want you to pray about that. Meditate on it. Ask God for wisdom and ask the Holy Spirit for understanding to release what the mystery of the Bible is saying, the messages of the Bible. If you have any further questions, email the ministry at journeyhomeoutreachministries@gmail.com. Email Teresa and Teresa will get back to you and we can have a further conversation about what God is trying to say in this verse. All right, everybody. Pray on it. Meditate on it. That's what we're going to think. Humility. Being humble. Being a servant. Submitting to our elders. Submitting to God and resisting the devil is what I'm trying to say. All right, everybody. It is time for the Gospel House Mix. The Sister Pucci Gospel House Mix. It's a 15-16 minute mix. I need you to get up off your feet and give God some praise, give God some glory for all that he has done for you. And in the middle of that, I want you to find a message, because then within itself is a ministry. So everybody, here's the Sister Pucci Gospel House Mix, full blown praise mix. Everybody, here we go.
Break it down.
back to the old.
All that might.
Let us
all go back
to the old.
All that might.
Let us
all go back
to the old.
All that might.
And we'll stay
in the service of the Lord.
Now let us kneel.
Kneel
in the old. Let us kneel.
Kneel
in the old. Let us kneel.
Kneel
in the old.
Something softly in your ear, and when you hear the words, my face, there is no doubt you're gonna know your place. And when you see how very much I'm skilled, all of your fantasies will be fulfilled. Controlling all there is to be, don't know if I should even set you free. Remember when you're down on bended knee, that is the time for you to worship me. Worship me, worship me, worship me.
All right, everybody, we have come to the end of the show. I want you to remember 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, the 1st to the 11th verse. And I want you to submit to God and resist the devil. And we're going to roll out of here like we always roll out of here with How Great Thou Art by Society Hill Music. Peace, love, and blessings, everyone. See you next week.